Hi there, this is Dennis Velko with Out Bureau. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of Out Bureau Voices. Today, we are joined with Olivier Jamin Changard. He is an acoustic branding specialist. Welcome to the show, Olivier.
Thank you, Dennis, for having me. As you can hear, I'm French. My hometown is Toulouse, southwest of France, where I grew up. I've been now in the US for 12, 13 years. I got my American citizenship 2 weeks ago.
You did? Awesome.
I'm American now. I mean, both French and American. I have both citizenship.
So let's talk about what is a sonic brand when you mention that. What are you talking about?
So sonic branding is a way to convey a message into music to trigger some emotional connection between a product or service and its targeted audience. The best way to describe it is think about visual branding, where colors, shapes, font, and a logo defines a company. Sonic branding does exactly the same thing using sound and music. So most of the people associate, I know what it is. And they say, it's like Intel or Netflix, you know, these jingles. And I said, yeah, it's part of it. But think about more like more generally as a flexible system that you can optimize through various communication touch points, either if you want to communicate an energetic message or if you want to touch people with different emotions. They have to be consistent and recognizable all the way through. It's exactly the same thing as a visual branding. Once you have your brand guide, you have to apply it to everything you produce to communicate. You define what I call the sonic identity, which is the musical DNA of a company. And then once you have that, I talk about this flexible system, you can just deploy it to any kind of communication touch point, either internally or externally. And as example, I mean, there's all these social media videos, tutorial videos, awareness campaign that you podcast have most of the time, some intro and outro with some music, the ringtone of your phone, of course, the hold on music of the company.
Some of those little simple sounds can then, or in tones, can then also be applied to a larger set of music. So, you know, a whole song could be created in and around a dun dun dun. All of a sudden, it could be dun 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 dun. You know, it could become a dance song.
There's the original song, and then you have a DJ that does a version for clubs, or an orchestra that plays the song with classical instruments. It's the same melody; you recognize it right away. But these are different ways to play that music, and you still recognize whose song is that, but it's a different vibe. Either you dance on a dance club, or you listen to that in a theater, or you can create a more folk version, Latin version. Possibilities are infinite. MasterCard did a very good job. To just Google MasterCard sonic identity, it's fascinating to see how they really took that seriously and create so many different tracks from this original musical DNA. So it's very interesting.
We're just going to go back and talk about a few. Then we're going to play a couple of examples. Think about the sound of Intel. Olivier just mentioned Microsoft and do they have a sound? I think so.
Of course, Microsoft has a sound. When you open your laptop, there's the Windows Chime. That's part of Microsoft's musical ecosystem because you recognize that sound.
Right. In the comments below on whatever app that you're listening to, whether that is here on YouTube or Spotify or one of the other 12 podcast apps, take a few moments to Google your favorite brands and check out what music and sounds and sonic branding they have. And then in the comments below, go ahead and provide us a link so that we can all listen with you. Or if your own business, if you're an entrepreneur and you already have a sonic brand, go ahead and provide us a link below to your branding and let's take a listen and get comments on that. Thank you. So that is HBO. We've all heard that. So that's quite recognizable.
It's a collage with different version of the sound of McDonald's with a pam 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 pam.
So here's Netflix. That's T-Mobile. You've worked with small businesses as well, that this isn't just for the large corporation.
No, any kind of business wants to bring something more authentic and wants to communicate on another level than the visual. Can very easily have their own sonic identity. Having a sonic identity is, I would say, almost a requirement these days, where, again, we live in a digital world. There are more and more ways to communicate using our hearing sense. For instance, if you want to raise funds and to have a nice corporate presentation, having a unique sound that reflects who you are as a business, that translates into a musical language, your values, your essence, your personality, that makes the whole difference, you know, rather than having just a stock music library that you can hear everywhere. Most of them are very small clients and they reach out to me because they thought there was a value for that.
I encourage all of you to step up your game, increase your business branding and take it to the next level to set yourself apart from your competition. You have an LGBT entrepreneurial partner to help you up your game to the next level with Sonic Branding. Thank you so much, Olivier, for being a guest here.
Thank you, for Denise, for the lovely conversation.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.